ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरोच्चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वती व्यासम् ततो जयेत् मुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टिके। मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गोलङ्गयते गिरे यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणे परमानन्दमाधव।
Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5th, Chapter 11, title Jadbharat Instructs King Rahuvana, Text number 2.
Tathaiva Rajan Uru Garahamedha तथैव राजन् उरुगार्हमेधा तथैव राजन् उरुगार्हमेधा बिताना बीद्योरु बीज्रुम्भितेषु बिताना विद्युरु विजृम्भितेषु बिताना विद्युरु विजृम्भितेषु न वेद वादेषु हि तत्त्ववादः नाभेदवादेषु हि तत्त्ववाद नाभेदवादेषु हि तत्त्ववाद प्रायेण शुद्धो नो चकास्ति साधो प्रायेण साधो नु चकस्ति साधु प्रायेण शुद्धो नु चकस्ति साधु तथैव राजन् उरुगार्हमेधा वितान विद्योरु विजृम्भितेषु न वेदवादेषु हि तत्त्ववाद प्रायेण शुद्धो नु चकास्ति साधो।
पढ़िए।
गराजन् उरुग्रामेदा
ಎನಿವನ್? ಮಾತಾಜಿ ಒಟ್ಟು ಆಡ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ತಥಾ ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಇವ ಇಂಡೀಡ್ ರಾಜನ್ ಓ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಉರುಗಾರ್ಹ ಮೇಧ ರಿಚುವಲ್ಸ್ ರಿಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಹೌಸ್ ಹೋಲ್ಡ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಬಿತಾನ ವಿದ್ಯಾ ಇನ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ದಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಉರು ವೆರಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ಲಿ ವಿಜೃಂಪಿದೇಶು ಎಮಂಗ್ ದೋಜ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ನೋ ನಾಟ್ ವೇದವಾದೇಶು ಹೂ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ದ ವರ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ವೇದ ಹೀ ಇಂಡೀಡ್ ತತ್ವವಾದ ದ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಸೈನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಯೇಣ ಆಲ್ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಜ್ ಶುದ್ಧ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಕಂಟಾಮಿನೇಟೆಡ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ನು ಇಂಡೀಡ್ ಚಕಾಸ್ತಿ ಅಪಿಯರ್ ಸಾಧು ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಅಡ್ವಾನ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಪಡ್ ವೈ ಇಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸಸ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶಿಲ್ಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ಶಿಪ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ದ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿ ಸರ್ವೆಂಟ್ ದಿ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಸಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೋ ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಆರ್ ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೌಂಡೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ವೇದಸ್ ಆರ್ intent on performing material sacrifices and placing faith in their material activities. For such people, spiritual advancement is definitely not manifest. Please repeat after me. My dear king, talks of the relationship between the master and the servant, the king and the subject and so forth are simply talks about material activities. People interested in material activities which are expounded in the Vedas are intent on performing material sacrifices and placing faith in their material activities. For such people, spiritual advancement is definitely not manifest. Purport. In this verse, two words are significant, Vedavada and Tattvavada. According to Bhagavad Gita, those who are simply attached to the Vedas and who do not understand the purpose of the Vedas or the Vedanta Sutra are called Vedavada Rata. Yam imam pushpitam vacham pravadanti avipaschita Vedavada Rata partha ನ್ಯತಸ್ತಿ ಇತಿ ವಾದಿನ ಕಾಮತ್ಪನಃ ಸ್ವರ್ಗಪರ ಜನ್ಮ ಕರ್ಮ ಫಲಪ್ರದಂ ಕ್ರಿಯಾವಿಶೇಷ ಬಹುಲಂ ಭೋಗಶ್ಚರ್ಯ ಗತಿಂ ಪ್ರತಿ ಮೇನ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ನಾಲೇಜ್ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಡ್ ಟು ದ ಫ್ಲವರಿ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ವೇದಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ರೆಕಮೆಂಡೆಡ್ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಫ್ರೂಟಿವ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎಲಿವೇಷನ್ ಟು ಹೆವನ್ಲಿ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ಸ್ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್ good worth, power and so forth. Being desirous of sense gratification and opulent life, they say there is nothing more than this. भगवद गीता चैप्टर 2 वर्स नंबर 42 एंड 43। The Vedavada followers of the Vedas are generally inclined to karma kanda. The performance of the sacrifice according to the Vedic injunctions, they are thereby promoted to higher planetary systems. They gradually practice the Chaturmasya system. They generally practice the Chaturmasya system. अख्यायम हा भई चतुर्माश्य जग्यें सुकृतम भवति. वन हु परफॉर्म्स द चतुर्माश्य यज्ञ बिकम्स पायस. बाय बिकमिंग पायस वन मे बी प्रमोटेड टू द हायर प्लानिटरी सिस्टम. उर्धम गच्छन्ति सत्वस्था. Some of the followers of the Vedas are attached to the karma kanda, the fruitive activities of the Vedas, in order to be promoted to a higher standard of life. Others argue that this is not the purpose of the Vedas. Tat yathaivah karma jitah lokah khyate evam evam उत्तर पुण्य जीतः लोकः क्रियते. इन दिस वर्ल्ड समवन मे बिकम वेरी हाईली एलिवेटेड बाय टेकिंग वाथ इन एन अरिस्टोक्रेटिक फैमिली. बाय बीइंग वेल एजुकेटेड ब्यूटीफुल और वेरी रिच. दीज आर द गिफ्ट्स फॉर पायस एक्टिविटीज एनेक्टेड इन द पास्ट लाइफ. However, these will be finished when the stroke of pious activities is finished. If we become attached to pious activities, we may get these various worldly facilities in the next life and may take birth in heavenly planets. But all this will eventually be finished. Khyane punne matte lokam vishanti. Bhagavad Gita 9 chapter 21 verse. When the stroke of pious activities is finished, one again has to come to this matte loka. According to the Vedic injunctions, the performance of pious activity is not really the object of the Vedas. The objective of the Veda is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Vedaischa sarve rahameva vedya. The objective of the Veda is to understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those who are Vedavadis are not actually advanced in knowledge. And those who are followers of the Jnana Kanda, Brahman understanding, are also not perfect. However, when one comes to the platform of Upasana and accept the worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, becomes perfect. Aradhananam sarvesam Vishnur aradhananam param. In the Veda, the worship of different demigods and the performance of sacrifice are certainly mentioned, but such worship is inferior because the worshipper do not know the ultimate goal is Vishnu. Nate vidhu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. When one comes to the platform of Vishnur aradhanam or bhakti yoga, one has attained the perfection of life. Otherwise, as indicated in the Bhagavad Gita, one is not a tattvavadi but a vedavadi, a blind follower of the Vedic injunction. A Vedavadi cannot be purified from material contamination unless he becomes a Tattvavadi. That is, one who knows Tattva, the absolute truth. Tattva is also experienced in three futures.
Jaya Shri Shri Radha Rasa Vyari Lela Visakha Devi Ki Jaya, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jaya, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki Jaya.
Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan iti sabdyate. Even after coming to the platform of understanding tattva, one must worship Bhagavan, Vishnu and his expansions, or one is not yet perfect. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate. After many births, one who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto Krishna. The conclusion is that an intelligent man with a forefront of knowledge cannot understand Bhagavan, Brahman or Paramatma. But after studying the Vedas and attaining the understanding of the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, one is supposed to be on the platform of perfect knowledge.
Amajnana timirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakkurun militam jena tasme shri gurave nama shri chaitanya manavishtam sthapitam jena bhotale shayam rupah kadamayam dadati sapadantikam bandeham shri guru shri juta padakamalam Sri Gurun Vishnavancha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghuna Thanmitam Tang Sajevam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Shahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitancha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च Patitanam pavanibhyo vishnavibhyo namo nama. Namam vishnupadaya krishna prishthaya bhotale. Shrimate bhaktivedanta swaminiti namine. Namaste sarasvate deve gauravani pracharine. Nirvishesha shanyavade vaschatyade satare. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaur Vakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare
Hare Krishna. First of all, I offer my respectful, humble obeisances to all of Vaishnava devotees assembled here. Please bless me so that I can repeat the message of God and pray to Sri Radha Rasbihari, Gaur Nitai and Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, which will purify my heart and please the devotees. Hare Krishna. In this verse, elaborate purport is there. Mostly Prabhupada has covered every point of this verse in purport. So, just I will touch little. So, first Prabhupada is giving that significance of two words, Vedavada and Tattvavada. First, he is explaining Vedavada from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse number 42 and 43. Those are Vedavadi, they are after sense gratification and higher grade. So they search in Vedic literatures what are the processes, kya kya upay hai to achieve heavenly planet, or different kinds of sense gratification, to be king and to beget a nice children, all these things, a nice wife, etc., etc. So all these things also given in Vedas. Mostly Vedas, Vedic hymns encourage us for sense gratification. So Lord Krishna also tells this thing in 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Chandasi jasya paranani. So this material world is perverted aswatatha tree, banyan tree. Real banyan tree is spiritual world. And this banyan tree, which is perverted reflection of spiritual world, so this tree full of leaves, patta mein bhara hua hai. So these leaves are parnani, chandasi, Vedic hymns. So without leaf, tree cannot exist. So because of Vedic hymns, Vedas direct, okay, you want this thing, so go this way. You want this, then you can get in this way. So various jagyas are there. But in this purport, Prabhupada is writing, so this is not conclusion of Vedas. Yes, just for child, sometime child wants sweetmeat or something, which is not good for his health in present situation. But he demands. So sometime mother gives because of her affection towards his child. So actually we have desire to gratify our senses in this material world. So Lord has given us opportunity. Okay, go and experience. So as soon as we come here, we become influenced by Maya. Because of influence of illusory potency, especially two kinds of work happens. One is avaranatmika and another is prakhepatmika. So here, point is avaranatmika, first thing. So how living entity, when he takes bath in this material world, takes a specially human form. Other forms they have completely forget. And human form also, he thinks himself this body. And how he can gratify his senses more and more, he plans it. This is avaranatmika. So, let me tell a story. Just for example of King Indra. King Indra, being cursed by sage, became a hog. He fell down from heavenly planet and he became a pig. So then he married now he has a wife, children, more than one dozen, and enjoying with them. Eatable thing is everywhere. Restaurants is open for pig. And enjoying, now he's fatty. And actually he's enjoying, very happy with his family's member. So, but this is the responsibility for management of this material world goes to Brahmaji. Now Brahmaji is watching that there is no Indra. So let me bring this. Bring him. Without some leader, it's become very difficult to manage it. So Brahmaji personally came. Why he came? To take back Indra. So Brahmaji approached Indra and asked him, "Oh Indra, come, let's go to heavenly planet." Then pig is thinking that somebody is shouting and is doing own work with his children and wife. And again shouted Brahmaji. But he never heard. So then King Indra thought he will never hear so long he is associated with his wife. No, he is associated with children. So first he killed his children. More than 1 dozen children was there. So he killed all. Then that King Indra in the form of a pig saw angrily and attacked Brahmaji. But Brahmaji must powerful. What he can do? So then also thought, okay, I am with my wife. In 1 year I can produce more children. No problem. Again, he is eating. Still. Then Brahmaji, hello, oh Indra, you are Indra. Nothing. Not listening anything. Then Brahmaji understood, okay, now he is with his wife. So, let me kill his wife also. Then Brahmaji killed. Then this hog became very angry and attacked Brahma. Brahmaji then saved and told, "What are you doing here? You are Indra." Then he thought, "What you are talking? Indra?" Again Brahmaji told, "You are Indra, king of heaven." Oh, then what to do? Now, he has no more relation, so he is hearing little bit. There is no attachment more. Okay, then, is there available such kind of food? What I eat here? Oh, why? Yeah, Brahmaji, you have palatable food there. Why you are after this stool? Okay, then can I get nice wives there? Female hog? Your wife is already there, Sachi Devi. Then Brahmaji, because of its yoga potency, removed from his illusion and told him, "You are Indra, come with me now." So, our point of discussion is that this is the illusory potency acts in such a way that we may stay in any form of life. We think we are happy and I will become happy in this way. We forget our real identity. What is our real identity? Krishna Das, we are eternal servant of Krishna. Our eternal business is to render devotional service unto Krishna. Then Prabhupada writes that karma kanda, jnana kanda, upasana kanda. Karma kanda or jnana kanda, especially Narottam Das Thakur refers, these are the Visaya of Handa. Amruta Karma Kanda Jnana Kanda Kevala Vishwar Handa Amruta Valya Jeva Khaye Nana Joni Sada Feri Avakhya Vakhyana Kare Tar Janama Adhopate Jaye. Those who goes after this Karma Kanda and Jnana Kanda, his life becomes useless. And how useless becomes, that also explanation gives Narottam Das Thakur. That Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, Sakala Visaya Handa. These are the substance which is kept in a pot. And what is that substance? That substance is sense of sense visaya, sense object. Well, visaya ravanda. Amruta valya jeva khai. Who eat thinking it is amrit, nectar. Nana joni sada fere. Then what will the result he'll get? He has to take vat again and again. It is not certainty that he will get himan parnapalai. You see, Indra is coming and becoming hog, then what to speak our position? Nana Joni Sada Feri Avakhya Vakhyana Kare, and he eats uneatable thing. Kadarja Vakhyana Kare, Tar Janama Adhopata Jaye. In this way, he goes to hellish life. And what about Upasana Kanda? In this purport, Prabhupada writes, Upasana Kanda also is good, better than these two kind of process given in Vedas. But so long one has not understood that worship should we concentrate unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's also useless. So, worshipping or other demigods, that's not ultimate goal of life. Ultimate goal of life to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then, Prahlad Maharaj, he explains, because of our attachment towards sense object, we remain always here. So he says, Tat sadhu manne asuravarja dehinam sada samadbhigna diham asad grahat hitvatma patam gruhandhakopam banam gato jat harimasrayat. So I think it is better to give up all kind of this enjoyment in whatever you feel, which is material enjoyment, and one should go to forest in order to worship Lord. Sadhu mane asura varja dehinam sada samudbhigna dhyam. So because of our asat grahat, we are attached to the substance which are asat. Asat means temporary, not permanent. So because of our attachment, we are always in anxieties. Anxiety comes because of our attachment towards material things, sense object. So, if you are giving up all this sense enjoyment and whatever material available with you, and take shelter of Krishna. This is the opinion of Prahlad Maharaj. He is instructing to his father, Hiranyakashipu. And we can see in Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna says, this sense enjoyment
इज सोर्स ऑफ मिजरीज जही संस्पर्श जा भोगा दुख जो न एवते आदि अंत बंत कुंत न ते सुरमते बुधा। दोज आर इंटेलिजेंट पर्सन दे डोंट गो आफ्टर दिस काइंड ऑफ एंजॉयमेंट। सो बट बिकॉज ऑफ इल्यूजरी पोटेंसी इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ माया पीपुल थिंक दैट वी आर हैप्पी एंड दक्ष प्रजापति ऑल्सो सेज एंड जनरली व्हेन वी गो आउट पीपुल ऑल्सो से हेयर ऑल्सो व्हेन दे कम आउटसाइड पीपुल दे से आप यू पीपुल हैव नॉट एक्सपीरियंस्ड एनीथिंग सो हाउ यू कैन बिकम स्पिरिचुअल। सो वन शुड एक्सपीरियंस एवरीथिंग। ऐसे लाइक प्रभुपाद ऑल्सो सेज दिल्ली का लड्डू जो खाया पछताया जो नहीं खाया वो भी पछताया। दिल्ली का लड्डू रेफर्स टू दिल्ली प्रोस्टिट्यूट। सो दिस सेंस एंजॉयमेंट व्हाट एवर इट मे बी नॉट ओनली दिस सेक्स प्लेजर ऑल काइंड ऑफ सेंस एंजॉयमेंट इज सोर्स ऑफ मिजरीज। दिस लॉर्ड कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ टेलिंग दैट जही संस्पर्श सजा होगा द एंजॉयमेंट विच कम्स फ्रॉम सेंसेस संस्पर्श जाएगा दुख जोना ये वे दिस इज सोर्स ऑफ मिजरीज आदि अंतवंत कुंते एंड इट्स बिगनिंग एंड एंड ऑल्सो। सो दोज आर इंटेलिजेंट पर्सन दे आर ऑलवेज आफ्टर द हैप्पीनेस विच इज इटरनल नॉट विच इज टेम्पररी। सो दे we can see what is our real interest. In this verse also Prabhupada tells our real interest is Vishnu. Those who are attached for this material thing, temporary thing, they cannot understand. Dura sayaj bahirartha manina. They cannot understand. Nateh vidu swartha gating hi Vishnu. What they cannot understand? Their real interest is Vishnu. That they cannot understand. Real swartha. We say a selfish person, but really he is not selfish. If he is really selfish, then he will work for Krishna. Getting the point? What we call selfish, this is selfish person, don't listen his word. Don't believe him. But real selfish is Vaishnavas. Because they know their real self, self-interest. And real wealth also we can see. We think that if we'll collect some monies, we'll get some post, big post, then my life will be great. But real wealth is not that.
Sukh ke maathe sil pade जो हरि हृदय से जाए दुखो वलिहारी जो पल पल नाम जपाए।
हियर वी सी दैट सुख के माथे सिल पड़े जो हरि हृदय से जाए देयर स्टोन फॉल ऑन द हैप्पीनेस बाय व्हिच वन फॉरगेट कृष्ण एंड दुख ओ वलिहारी जो पल पल नाम जपाए दैट सफरिंग वी इनवाइट और वी वेलकम सच सफरिंग वाई हुई वी कैन रिमेंबर कृष्ण अगेन एंड अगेन। स्मर्तव्य सततम विष्णु विस्मर्तव्य न जाचुचित सर्वे विधि निषेधा स्युर एतरेव किंकर। तो दिस इज द कंक्लूजन ऑफ ऑल वेदस एंड वन शुड रिमेंबर ऑलवेज कृष्ण एंड नेवर फॉरगेट सिंपल थिंग। So we have, and also another verse also says, Vipadam naiva vipadam, sampadam naiva sampadam, vipadam Vishnur vismurtabhya, sampadam Vishnur smuti. So what is real danger and what is real sampad? Auspicious or wealth, we can tell. That vipada, that danger is not really danger. And that sampat, your possessing, is not your possessing. Real danger or vipad is forgetting Krishna. And real sampad is remembering Krishna. So, Queen Kunti prays to Lord, Vipada santuta sasa tatra tatra jagat guru bhavatu darsanam jatsya tapunar bhava darsanam. Let me suffer again and again in such kind of suffering which we have suffered. Why is he inviting this kind of suffering? Because why this kind of suffering? I am remembering you. I am calling you again and again. Oh Krishna, please protect me. And I am getting your audience. I am getting your association. That is my wealth. That is my sampad. So, here we have seen that because of illusory potency, it becomes really difficult to overcome it. We saw Indra also in the form of pig. Prahlad Maharaj also says, Naisam matihtava turuka kramangri. And Jadvarat also says in one verse, so long one is not getting the mercy of the pure devotee of Lord, he cannot engage his mind completely unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We can see philosophically, but practically it becomes very difficult. And such happiness really you see, if some followers you are getting and some post you are getting, we think and we hope it is really my happiness. How we can give it up? And such happiness in heavenly planet, how we can give it up? So Prabhudanand Saraswati says, it can be happen in one stroke from Chaitanya Chandramrita. He said, Kaivalyam narakayate tridasa purakasa puspayate vidhi mahindradikitayate durdanta indriya kala sarpa patali prakhyadrashtayate Vishwam Purna Sukhayate Vidhi Mahendra Adischakitayate Yat Karunya Katakya Vaibhava Batam Tam Gauram Eva Stuma. This is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Simply, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, one can understand this Mukti Kaivalyam. By doing austerity thousands of years, one gets liberated from this material bondage. So that Kaivalya, Brahma Sajujya, who has obtained the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, sees this is hellish, hell, narakayate. Tridasa purakasa pushpayate, then this heaven, all this heaven, akash kusum, that means don't exist. Is there any
flower and heaven? No, there is no flower. This is Akash Kusum. That means. So, devotee of Lord Chaitanya, who has obtained his mercy, thinks in this way. And also, Durdanta Indriya Kala Sarpa Patali Prakhyat Dranshtayate. These senses, which is very, very difficult to control, it can be controlled very easily. Such as example is given here. Kala Sarpa Patali Dranshtayate. It may be very, very, very dangerous serpent, very poisonous serpent. If you have taken the teeth of that snake, then he cannot do any harm more. Similarly, who has obtained the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, his senses cannot do any harm. Visham purna sukhayate vidhi mahendradischa ketayate. And Vishwa, all this material world, everywhere, it will become the happiest place for him. Visham purna sukhayate. And now a point is coming that this Vidhi Mahendradi. Vidhi means Brahmaji and Indra, king of heaven. This devotee looks as the insect. What does it mean? That means devotee is after the great thing than this Vidhi or Mahendra. Some great, we see the insect, because insect is insignificant as compared to us. Similarly, devotee sees this Vidhi Mahendra as insect. So this is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Then why he will go after this heavenly illusory happiness?
Jat karunya katakhya vaibhavatam tam gaurameva stumaha.
I am worship such Gaurahari by whose mercy all this thing becomes. So, we can see by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and the most merciful incarnation is Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is giving, which is not bestowed in other ages. So, anarpitam charim chirat karunaya avatirnakalu, which is not bestowed, the Krishna prem. We read the everyday Bhagavatam, exalted devotee, Dhruva, Prahalad, and others. Lord has not bestowed them. Krishna prem, love of God, which is very easily Lord is bestowing us, those who are unqualified for devotional service. We are. Really, devotional service is difficult. So, why simply by chanting the holy name? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. So, Narottam Das Thakur says, I got opportunity to render service under the lotus feet of Gaur Hari, but I could not do it. So, his heart feeling prayers. So, I'll read and then translate.
Gorapaho nabhajiyamainu. Gorapaho nabhajiyamainu. Premaratana dhana helai harai.
No, less time, so I'll complete. Now I am in human form of life, and Lord Chaitanya's mercy is here. I can worship Lord Chaitanya, but I did not worship Lord Chaitanya, and I lost Krishna Prem, which is supposed to obtain in this life.
Adhane jatana kare dhanatyage no apana karma dose apane dubino gora paho navajyamainu.
I work hard to accumulate adhan, which is not real wealth, which we have discussed. Adhani jatana kari dhanati agino apana karma dose apane duvilo. I worked without discriminating this is good or bad in order to accumulate adhan, which is not real wealth. And for that purpose, I am suffering in my karma dosh, reaction of fruitive activities.
Shata sanga chadi kaino asate bilasa te karane lagila je karma bandhasa.
I gave up the satsang, associating with the devotees, where a discussion of Lord Krishna happens, discussion of absolute truth happens. And I associated with the persons who are asat, materialistic people. For that purpose, I am in karma bandhan.
Vishaya vishama visha satat khayinu gaura kirtana rase magana nayinu.
Visha vishama visha satat khayinu. I ate again and again the visham of vish, not this ordinary poison, very very difficult poison. If you will drink the poison, then your body will spoil once, but if you will drink this visaya vish, sense object poison, then we have to take vath again and again, repeatedly, not once. Then we have to face the death again and again. So it's visham abhish. I ate again and again this visham abhish. And I could not, gaura kirtana rase magana nehana, I could not concentrate in the congregational chanting of Lord Chaitanya.
Kenava chaye pran ki sukha paya. Kenava chaye pran ki sukha paya. Narottama dasa kena nagela mariya. Narottama dasa kena nagela mariya.
So here Narottam Das Thakur is expressing that what is the use of this life? Which life is not serving Lord Gaura? It is better to die. For what sukha? This which is flickering sukha. There are dogs and hogs are there enjoying while they are eating, mating, defending, sleeping. So, if worshipping of Lord Gaura is not a heavening in this life, then it is better to die. So, this is a very important verse. So, we can see how we can worship now Lord Gaura Chandra. Lord Gaura Chandra can be worshipped simply by congregational chanting. Krishna Varanam Tisa Krishnam Sangha Pangast Parsadam Jagya Shankirtana Praya Yajantihi Sumedasa. Those who are intelligent person in the age of Kali, they worship Lord Chaitanya through congregational chanting. Then let us see what is the instruction of Lord Chaitanya. What he wants from us. He says, Bharat Bhumide Manushya Janma Hailajar Janma Sarthaka Karikara Paropakar. Anyone who has taken birth in the track of Bharat land, first of all he has to make successful his life. Then he has to preach the glories of Lord. Janma Sartha Karikara Paropakar. And also he says, Jare Dekha Tare Kaha Krishna Upades Amar Ajna Guru Haya Tarai Des. Anyone who see, tell them instruction of Krishna. And in this way, you deliver them. You become Guru. Guru is, we should not think that, just like our acharyas. Guru, one can become simply by repeating the message of Lord as it is. That is Guru. So, in this way we can please the Lord Chaitanya, we can get the mercy, and we can conquer the illusory potency and concentrate for love of Godhead. And our life, in this way our life will become successful. So let me cover with and shortly, summarily. First we discussed influence of illusory potency. Then, what's our real interest, real wealth. Then, even though we are understanding through philosophy, it's become very difficult to overcome this illusory potency. So, the very simplest way to overcome this illusory potency is to obtain the mercy from Lord Chaitanya. And later we conclude how we can obtain the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. I will end here. Time has offered, so please forgive me. If you have questions, then personally I will take. I will not take more time. Grantharas Simad Bhagavatam Kija, Srila Prabhupada Kija, Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Kija, Tai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Vo. Srila Prabhupada Kija.